Boys basketball here in Scott City with a big win last night on the road at Colby. And it got a little interesting there in the fourth quarter, but Scott City hit some free throws, more than some, a lot, winning at 60-55. A couple senior post players joining us tonight on our coach's show, and one of those is Ronnie Weathers. How are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Well, can't believe we're through game 19, and it doesn't feel right, does it?
No, it does not.
Well, you've battled back here. We're out in the middle of the season there, but have come back here. And how much did it take to kind of back to game shape and kind of get back into a rhythm?
You talking me or
yeah,
the
you,
team personally?
Yeah, you, yeah.
You know, it wasn't that bad, honestly. Mm-hmm. Just kind of went in there and played basketball.
But, man, you've kind of come back and you've been really hard at it there, crashing the boards, you name it there. And last night, how fun was that?
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah, and you had a big put back there in the fourth quarter as well. And I know you and Carter and Gus definitely have to take a lot of pride in cleaning up the glass there. And what was really the difference maybe from last night, maybe a little bit compared to Monday?
Definitely the energy before the game. You know, before we went out there, we were all pumped up, ready to go. And then just the sideline, you know, we were all getting into it and just keeping the bench loud.
Well, you guys definitely kept the energy throughout. And, you know, when Colby started making their threes there in the fourth quarter, did it get a little tense there for a while?
Yeah, I was definitely nervous, but I trusted our shots and the guards bring the ball down. Yeah, it was definitely intense and nervous.
And, you know, it's been a quick season here, and I know you hope to get a lot better record there, have that opportunity to get to 500 next Tuesday, but what's been your favorite moments of the year so far?
Just playing with my friends senior year.
All right, and what were some things maybe here as you go to Goodland next week and then postseason, what you'd like to do here to improve?
I don't know. Just kind of slowing down and working on the fundamentals.
And are you going to have a dunk here pretty soon, you think?
You know, last night, I was going to take it myself and attempt to get the dunk, but Gus was just screaming at me, so I gave him the ball.
Well, you would have had the assist there, but yeah. Are you guys going to have to coach each other on the dunks or something?
Yeah,
there or not?
I guess.
No. But, no, that was a great win, and, you know, it's been fun watching you continue to improve throughout the year. And thanks again, Ronnie, as always, here. And good luck to you coming up here.
Yep, thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, senior Ronnie Weathers joining us here. Another senior post player. And I'm surprised he's not wearing his homecoming king crown with him here. Carter Gooden had his little horse here and everything. And, Carter, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. And last night, big win there. I know you had 4 points, but you were very active with the boards and cutting and everything. What was that game like for you last night?
It was a lot of fun. You know, it's not always about scoring. It's about what else you can do for the team.
And I've always thought a couple of times, you were up there toward the top of the key there a couple of times, holding the ball left wide open. Did you think about firing the three?
I thought about it, but just decided not to.
But, you know, you kept your perfect record this year for three, 0 for 0, so, you know.
100%.
Yeah, 100%, 0%, it all works, right?
Just 2 zeros compared to one.
Yeah, there you go. How fun has this season been?
It's been a lot of fun, very enjoyable. Glad my senior year is my best year.
Absolutely. And I know the last three games leading into last night, that was a pretty tough stretch there. And, you know, coming out on top last night like you guys did, how much did those three games really prepare you for, you know, like the Colby coming up or last night and then Goodland and possible postseason?
Yeah, it just showed us that we need to stay in the game the whole time. Mm-hmm. You know, even at Colby, they kind of came back at the very end. But we had Lake in the first half and they came back. And so I think Colby game, we really – put a whole game together.
And I mean, this the fourth quarter, you know, had the big lead and then all of a sudden it trimmed down, but you just continue to tell yourself we're all right, just kind of maintain.
Yeah, calm yourself down, and we did. We shot 15 and 16 I think from free throws and sealed the game.
What's been probably your best moment, do you feel like, this year?
Ooh, I don't know. I think probably the win against Hugoton at home. I think that was a big game and a big moment for all of us.
All right. And, you know, a couple games here, hopefully a few more. And maybe what what's the goal that you have in mind here as you head toward postseason?
Just make it as far as we can, hopefully state.
All right. And, you know, hopefully get a home sub-state game as well.
I would love a home sub-state game.
That's not out of the possibility, you know, coming up here. But, of course, next Tuesday night we'll tell you a lot there in that. Once again, it is Senior Carter Gooden joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And thanks again. And always here. And good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Senior Carter Gooden joining us here tonight from Scott City Ace Hardware. Here is we're going to be talking now with Coach Brian Gentry here joining us here. And as once again, last night, Scott City winning it here on the road 60-55 at Colby. And Coach, what a game for you guys. You could tell that your team had been in that situation before about having a big lead and kind of seeing the lead kind of dwindle a little bit. But you guys kept your poise again last night.
We regained it, I would say, as the fourth quarter went on. We needed to see the ball go through the net, and it went through the net quite a few times with the free throw line. I think we burned all those up last night because at practice after school we didn't make too many of them. Which is okay.
I guess that's all right there. But, yeah, I kept him for the right moment there. But just watching Austin go up there and hit all those free throws in succession there, I think he was at 7 of 8 there in the fourth quarter, not more there. But just to continue that routine there, just hitting the free throw, you could just tell he was in rhythm.
Oh, for sure. You know, if you go to the line that many times in a quarter, I mean, you're gonna get in a rhythm. And we had some guys that – you know, stepped up in big moments. You know, Efren knocked down some free throws, a couple free throws, and a lot of guys made a lot of plays, especially in that first half. Defensively, we were very active. You know, they missed some shots. We were, you know, our rotations weren't as crisp as they needed to be, but you know, those things happened, and they battled, and they were really loose before the game. You know, they were confident. They were having a lot of fun in the locker room, you know, they came out and they showed that. You know, we got off to that early lead, you know, they played in a rhythm for the most part. And, you know, that fourth quarter got a little too close for comfort. And they're also good learning experiences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you have to stay to, you know, you got to stick to the game plan. And when they went on that run, I mean, they made two shots in a row, you know, from three, and all of a sudden we thought something, you know, catastrophic was happening, and it wasn't. We just had to continue to do what we had been doing the whole game, and we were fine, you know. But in those moments, then, you know, they kind of creep up in your brain right there, and you got to put them those away. You can't have negative thoughts. You can't be nervous. You just have to compete. And when you're out there, I mean, you can't look at the scoreboard. I mean, as a player, you understand the situation of the game. You just have to go out there and execute. And I thought a lot of our guys did for the, you know, the majority of the game.
And, you know, it was fun to watch how they crashed the boards. They were all over the place, especially in that first half.
Oh, for sure. And we've got guys that are, you know, extremely active, you know, with our three bigs. the defense, you know, has a tough task at boxing them out. And then if our guards get involved at all, it becomes really challenging. And, you know, Lawson really gets involved in the offensive rebounds. You know, he comes out, Efren gets involved. You know, a lot of those guys do. But when our post players are really attacking and getting deflections and tips off of a missed shot, you know, that's when, you know, the guards can get in there and get some rebounds. And in the first half, you know, we played really, really well. It felt like we should have been up by more than six in that first half. But at the same time, you know, Colby runs such good offense. And, you know, when Hunter has the ball, all of his players, you know, just get better because he has it. And he's got a great handle. He's a great shooter, as we saw in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
You know, he makes his teammates better. And our guys did a great job sticking to the game plan, you know, for most of the game.
What I've noticed with your squad this year, how the guards have really improved from really even December and early January, even the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. A lot of that, you know, finding that comfort zone with, you know, getting to know your teammates, getting to know what they're good at, their strengths, their weaknesses, and understanding, you know, game situations where we don't want to put ourselves in spots that we were early in the year, you know, getting stuck on the sidelines a lot of the times and getting trapped. losing our dribble for no reason. And now I think we're looking pass first, you know, especially against pressure. We've got our guards cutting through there pretty hard, and we're leaving our post down so that they, if they want to cheat up too many, you know, trap possibilities, we can throw over the top to those guys. The guards are – they're playing much more aggressively. I thought last night, actually, for the first time maybe in a long time, I saw some really good, you know, post-entry passes. Guards, you know, taking an extra dribble towards the baseline to feed them. And, those are things that we haven't seen, for quite some time. I think that our guards at times think they can throw it wherever in the world they want to, and our post players are just going to go get it because we talk about playing through the post all the time. But last night they were better, and they need to continue to build on that.
Well, get probably a nice little week off here, of course, and get ready for Goodland next Tuesday night there. It'll be senior night and an opportunity to get to 500 if you guys get the victory next Tuesday. I know it's an opportunity. It's pretty wild how the sub-state standings are going right now. With that win last night, you don't have to worry about being dropping down to an 8 seed and going into probably TMP first round. You're going to be in that middle and could possibly be in the mix for a first-round playoff game. And, as tough as the season has been and how wild it has been, that's pretty amazing.
If you're from the outside looking in, we play a really tough schedule.
Yes.
I mean, when you have state-ranked teams twice a season, you throw Hayes High in there, who's obviously really, really good. And then the preseason tournament that we play in with really athletic teams, we play a tough schedule. And we're going to have our ups and downs as far as wins and losses go. But the great thing about these guys is I don't know that we've really had any kind of negative, energy coming into our practices. They always show up, and for the most part, they're attentive. At time, the attention span, it's a little shorter than it needs to be. But, we are. We're sitting right there in the mix. There's like four teams that are all, 3, 4, 5, 6 are all just up for grabs right now. So we need to take care of business and do what we can control and then see what happens. But these guys have continued to battle. It is crazy to think that, we may possibly fall to a spot where we get a home, sub-state game, which would be for these guys and myself and the community would be awesome. Because our home crowds, they've really shown up in the boys game. They've been incredible. It gets loud in there. And we appreciate that. And we hope, everybody out there knows that, because they definitely they give us an advantage, and we need it. So if we get a home playoff game, let's bring them all out.
Absolutely, yeah. Should be fun here. A little time off. Good luck next Tuesday. Once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. And thanks as always here, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.